I like this one. This one's called Cataracts. I want to stay a child, have as little responsibility as possible, maybe become a mail carrier. Just make enough to keep the landlord off my back and my tank filled. Once in a while, treat myself to a good movie, a dinner at a nice restaurant, or wrap myself within the walls of a great harmonica solo. Is it so bad to want so little? A smile from the Safeway cashier can last for days. Most times, it's enough. And for some reason, this lack of ambition is a problem for some people. What's so wrong about existing for the next belly laugh, the next great line, gorging myself on a diet of SportsCenter and box scores? Who says we have to change? As long as the goldfish gets fed and the hydro gets paid, no one is hurting. Why do we have to grow? Why do our hairs have to turn gray? Evolution is overrated. Evolution gave us hearts that break, superbugs and the mushroom cloud. Evolution gave us a man on the moon carrying a flag, walking to nowhere. Evolution gave us mothers with breast cancer and fathers with cataracts. Sure, the guy's fucked up. He would have to be to paint headless rabbits playing Twister on Hitler's grave. But he's just working through it, ironing out the kinks, keeping at bay the alternative, which could be a whole lot bloodier. Maybe he's angry at his mother. Maybe he's got a pebble in his shoe. Whatever it is, I'm wishing him well. Most don't realize that half the battle is won just by being able to get it down, by diving headfirst into the palette. Sure, the brush tends to color over the lines of dementia, but at least it's moving. Besides, if you look close enough and with an open mind squint a little, you'll find that the blood on the canvas actually spells out hope. How long has it been? Has it been a while? 20 minutes? I got like 5 more minutes? Okay. I got books for sale if you're interested, if you like any of this stuff. I got like 30 poems in a book for $5. Just a paper cut. Take all your anger, your bitterness, your petty jealousies, your petty insecurities, your imaginary dagger-wielding ghosts, and bury them in the garden. Use them to grow roses with, build a birdhouse, put up a swing set, run a marathon, paint, make an ice sculpture out of your baggage. Stop whining. Life will stop being shitty once you take your head out of your ass. I don't want to hear about your paper cut. It's just a paper cut. I'm going through my own demon gauntlet myself. It may be news to you, but my pain is so much more special than yours. Everybody's got a landlord here, most people? Okay, this one was a traumatic experience a while back. It was at a gym. It's called My Landlord's Penis. I write poems about all my traumatic experiences. That's why I have so many books. Usually when one sees their landlord's penis, it has something to do with not having enough money for the rent. I have no trouble paying the rent, but I did see my landlord's penis. Now, it's not what you think. There's no scandal here. We go to the same gym. Usually seeing another man's cock doesn't faze me, especially in a change room. If you're a heterosexual male, that's the most common place to see another man's cock. But this was different. I had some connection to this penis. I mean, I had some connection with my landlord who was attached to the penis. Therefore, it made it odd and uncomfortable. It was equivalent to seeing one's uncle naked. It didn't feel right. It was a typical exchange of pleasantries, only I was at a disadvantage, being clothed and all. I nodded my head lots, became businesslike and unsmiling. I have a rule of never smiling at naked men. Most times, it's a great way to avoid getting a black eye. Then it occurred to me, Why is this such a hang-up, not just for me, but for a lot of people? What would be so wrong about seeing one's uncle naked, or your pharmacist with his pecker hanging out while he fills your prescription? For it being just skin and cartilage, a genitalia has been given far too much power. It shouldn't be this way. I say we should take back some of its power, unzip our flies, expose ourselves to the sun, walk around shameless, our secrets becoming as common as seeing an elbow or a chin. I think we'd be a lot nicer to one another if we got to see each other's genitals more often. You never hear of mass murders being committed at a nudist colony, do you? At the very least, I propose we walk around with name tags that includes a picture of our sex organs. But we aren't that evolved, especially me, so I did my best to not look down. I can't remember what he said because I was concentrating so hard to not look down. Don't look down, don't look down, you'll go blind, don't you dare look down. It was kind of small and wrinkly. Like a hot dog that's been in the water too long. I think it had a mole and a U-shaped scar. Now I know it's weird that for someone who didn't look down, I could describe it perfectly to a police sketch artist. It must have been some strange new superpower that I just acquired at that very moment, due to the stress of the situation combined with the electrical storm outside. I would have preferred the power to be invisible instead, or him be invisible, or at least the gift of being able to pry myself from an awkward situation gracefully. Thankfully, he had that gift. Sensing my unease, he cut the encounter short, said, "See you later," turned and walked away. That's when I saw my landlord's ass.
Okay, I got maybe like 3 poems left. 3 poems. I got books if you're interested.
This one's another food poem. This is what I'll do when I retire. It's called Muffin Shop. I want to open up a muffin shop. Call it Damn Muffins. I want people to come in and say, "I'll have a damn muffin." I would get a kick out of this every time they do. An in-joke taken to elaborate extremes. I'll be the only one who thinks it's funny, but that's nothing new. It'll be a one-man operation to keep overhead low. I live in the room at the back, furnished with a futon and a radio, a hot plate, and all the great books I've always wanted to read but never had time to. Between damn muffin sales, I'll pull out Moby Dick or A Tale of Two Cities. I'll wake up at 5 every morning to bake the damn muffins. I'll be dedicated like a farmer, but instead of milking the damn cows, I'll be sprinkling blueberries and walnuts on damn muffin dough. This will be my life, and it will be good. It will be a one-man operation to keep overhead low. My muffins will be the best damn muffins around because of all the love and care I'll put into them. It'll be the only thing I do besides read. My life will be muffins and books, books and muffins. I won't sell anything else. No damn biscotti, no damn sausage rolls, no damn soup. If someone asks for a fucking coffee, I'll tell them to go next door to my brother's. People will come from miles around by word of mouth to eat my damn muffins because I'll have cool flavors with hippie names like Sunshine and Barefoot Flower. It'll become popular. It'll get hectic. I'll think about expanding, maybe hire someone to help me out, but I won't. It'll remain like sex with myself, a one-man operation to keep overhead low. I'll get franchise offers, but I'll refuse them. I don't ever want to get big and evil like Starbucks. I'll stay a mom and pop outfit without the mom, without the pop, just me in my small corner of the world, happy doing what I love to do, selling my damn muffins, reading my damn books, and laughing at my own jokes.